Yay, what's up, guys?
Have your mama screaming it's so hard.
Your bio still is I killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Just because time has passed, does that make the reality of the situation any different?
We're still grieving. We're all
We're
still
still
grieving.
grieving over Jeffrey. Poor soul.
Forever. He was a good guy.
Forever missed. Guys, everybody in the chat right now, make your pictures black and white in honor of Jeffrey Epstein's death. I'm gonna go to his funeral tomorrow.
Nice, thank you, Unch. Thanks for that. What's up, niggas? Why is the camera so zoomed in? What the fuck? Because I left it like that last stream. That's why. I'll fix it though. If I can figure out how to work computer.
How to work on a computer?
How to work the computer. Ha. I look funny. As usual, nothing has changed. Okay. Damn, my What's up? Ooh, what's popping? I'm in a good mood. That's what's popping. I've been playing Stardew Valley. Yo, Sophie, congrats on the YouTube ban. So this guy gets it. This guy gets that what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to call me Sophie. That's what the true OGs know me by.
The IA in the parentheses is just like decoration.
Just decoration. Yeah, that's about
Where are
right.
you, Victor?
Huh?
I'm so fucking close to my
Where
screen. I think I'm gonna die in
are
my
you?
pants.
I'm not in my house right now.
Okay, I would
Does
just need
5G
to.
make you shit yourself? I sure hope so. Fuck, that's loud.
I'm gonna leave it like on the chest. There's like on the rails.
Okay.
What's up, Sam Tam? You're a regular, I appreciate that.
Let me
Y'all
get
about
the
to see the
check.
renovations I've made on my house. I always forget what I left off with last time. Because I just play so much Minecraft. You should really join the server. I'm on there like all the fucking time. Okay, please.
Just donate $400 on PayPal.
Yeah, Neil, that's you need to donate. Everybody who's on the server donated $400. So you're just a poor, broke nigga if
if
you can't afford that.
you can't afford that, you are like a peasant.
You're a broke boy, basically.
You don't even deserve to listen to the sounds of our voices right
Yeah.
now. It's honestly charity. It's honestly a gift. You should be thankful. All of you should be thanking us constantly.
Still, fuck you. Alright, so I got some nice stuff. I'm gonna put a dock here. I'm gonna make my
Screen is
mine
what?
entrance look
Oh,
better.
never mind.
It's not anymore. And I gotta build a bridge over here to get over to like faith stuff, etc. Oh yeah, and I
Et cetera, et cetera.
extended the like roof of the church because it looked like shit before, as Christina astutely pointed out. So now it's cooler.
Looks like in one of those shitty evangelical
Got
churches.
my enchanting shit on point. I probably need to get more diamonds because my shit broke. Got some nice colorful sheep, cows, wheat,
Oh shoot, sorry.
horse, the horse. Yeah.
Like, does the dog like get mad at you if you hit it? Or can you hit it?
You can hit it, but you might kill it if you
Okay.
have a strong enough weapon. Which is probably not desirable. Oh yeah.
Just hitting it with my hand.
Also, down here I have, behind all this shit, I have like a super smelter, and so I can just put my shit in here and it smells way faster and comes out over here. Which took a lot of effort.
Can dogs just like stop?
What?
I want to take him to the rails, but he, well, like, I have this little thing and I can't go there. I guess I gotta make him.
I hope my kid does not play this game. Why? This says Minecraft has greatly improved my spatial IQ, and it's a good autism therapy. I don't know why you insult.
There's literally nothing bad in Minecraft.
So, like, how do you make a dock? Like, a proper... Fucking phantoms. Now I see why I went inside. Can we sleep?
I can.
Yes.
Can you leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you dying?
Yet you are watching, Novicious. Well, give him some leg room to explain himself for such a... It's not just a hot take, it's a bad take. So it's objectively bad. Playing Minecraft is like playing with
this Legos. This live stream is strictly against freedom of speech.
We're truly fascist right here. We silence any opinions we don't like. We're scared of differences. We're peeing our pants right now.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I support so freedom of speech. We don't like freedom of speech. We're like restriction of speech.
Fuck that.
We're restricting all speech. I want nobody talking ever. I want everybody quiet forever. I don't care what you're saying. Universal restriction of speech.
Shut up.
Shut up forever. It's illegal to talk. I don't care if you even agree with me. I want you quiet. If I see you talking, I'm a fuck.
Sorry. That's not sorry. Is Luna AFK? I think so.
It's probably... I don't know.
I'm gonna
everybody
kick her.
Everybody in this server is a fucking nigger.
I wouldn't say that. They're paying me. You might not get anything out of it, but I do.
Still
Fucking, is there any way that I can keep this looking cool and also easy to access, but also, like, mobs don't get in? I don't know.
You don't want to just have your cake and eat a Cheerio.
Sophia, still glad that YouTube and Patreon aren't regulated as utilities?
Yes! What the fuck are you talking about, you nigger? I don't get
it. We can all see, is that how you cope, Sophia?
It's
you say that everything's fine?
It's the same
Yeah,
shit.
You just lost all your money, Sophia. We know you're coping.
I'm making no money right now. I'm making...
Precious Bob, tell me how much you make a month, man. Because I think I fucking make more
than
you.
It's the same shit as
even have a job?
When they're like, oh, why do you like these, why do you not want these regulations? You know they help rich people, right? Like, why are you defending rich people? You should toss your principles out. The second you can take rich people's money, the second you can be a theft, you should toss your principles out, like I do. It's the same shit. Like he thinks that everybody else is gonna be as immoral as him. And the second they are inconvenienced.
Oh, so you're gonna, you know, go down to the dirt so you can defend some Jews?
Toss them out the window.
Is that how you cope with your defeat?
Fuck, man.
Okay, Sophia, whatever. We all know that you're hurting and you are resentful, and that's, you just can't admit it, so you just act like you don't care. We all know that that's what's happening.
The second their principles.
Sophia cares very much.
Because they don't actually have principles, so the second whatever they purport to have inconveniences them, they just toss it out the window. Because all their objective is really just to be, get the best outcome short term. Why the fuck is a red?
Yeah, nice cope. Nice cope.
Nice cope.
I'm
crying and I'm depressed.
Cell? You're a censorship cell.
Fuck, man. Yeah, they banned us, so we need to regulate all of it and fuck the whole thing up forever, just so we can momentarily make tweets online.
That's
fucking
like nigger.
The most
mind.
Like short-sighted. You guys are.
Sophia, you will not be able to red pill the masses over Twitter. How will you cope with that?
Oh, I was changing so much in the world through Twitter. It's crazy.
I was conducting a civil war on Twitter. Me and fascist Bob. I was kissing him on the lips. Tasting his mustache in my tongue. I was licking it. I felt crumbs of bread. I think they were crumbs of bread.
You never truly know.
How did the free market work out for you, Sophia, huh?
Fuck, man.
Alright.
Yeah, keep acting like you're alright with it. You know what that's called? Coping. Acceptance. Maybe denial. You're just denying. You're just negating it.
You're living out, like, in your car right now, and you're pretending you're not.
Man. Fuck, this is so retarded. Fuck, man. You know, this religion thing accomplished a lot, but right now, I really need to bust a nut. So please, God, will you let me have sex out of marriage? Thank you.
Sophia, it's like you didn't even watch Tucker Carlson, man.
It's like I don't even watch Tucker Carlson every night. I'm so ignorant.
Was it a nice mustache, Victor? I don't know. It tastes like sweat. How do you define a nice mustache to have inside your mouth?
I think any mustache inside your mouth is a good mustache.
After a few seconds, it stank like my saliva because I don't brush.
Do your saliva stop smelling like saliva if you brush? I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know either. I don't even have a fucking toothbrush.
I ran out of toothpaste 2 years ago.
Last time I brushed.
Man, all these docs look
Hey guys, you wanna change the world, coach some fucking politicians. Woohoo! Coach some politicians on this D-Live chat with 30 people watching it right now. You're gonna change me. I'm gonna become a vegan.
It's literally the shit. I've already recorded a video about all this.
Hey, try quoting fucking Bill O'Reilly next.
If my dog died, I'm gonna bust a nut.
I wouldn't advise.
Motherfucker.
Where is it? Fuck.
Where is it?
Toilet. Come on. I'm gonna put you in a fucking leash. Come over. I'm taking him to your house right now.
My house?
Yes.
And the...
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay, Sophia.
What?
Toilet is in your house right now.
With the woof. Where's toilet? You can color the collar, you know?
How? Fascist Bob, did you know Hitler had a small dick?
Right click the toilet would die. You did lowercase toilet. I like that.
Of course.
Naming your dog Toilet is very ominous, you know? my little toilet.
Lowercase makes it better.
Yeah.
So I just like click it and die.
Right click it. Yeah, I have. I have red dye and yellow dye and magenta.
I have yellow at home. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh man.
Let me read the chat. I don't want to miss.
Don't do that.
Fascist
Bob is kind of like an intellectual, you know? Like, I never really met anybody who's so smart.
One thing he does not know, though, is that all fascists have small dicks. How you feel now? Huh? Feel emasculated yet? I've just destroyed your entire ideology with a nice quotable. How do you feel about that? How did fascism work out for you, huh?
So, all fascists have small dicks. I just quoted that, and now you're destroyed. How you feel?
If your dick is small, you're wrong!
I can see that he's so black. Yes, always. Never getting bleached.
Well, you're black, okay?
I think the most effective way of fucking mocking these people is doing
reverts to I'm more Aryan to you than you, or you'll see one day when you grow up, you'll realize.
People who are autistic like that, what hurts them, what annoys them the most is normie social democrat mockery tactics. That's what, because if you try to argue with them, they're niggers. So just say they have a small dick.
Fuck, I'm retarded.
He didn't get it, too.
What did he say?
He said, oh, I'm being insulted in the internet. Oh, no. Yeah, I'm insulting you, seriously. I'm really trying to debunk your ideology. Penis joke!
Yeah, that's...
Milkhead? That's you're a fucking milkhead.
Money shot.
Toilet is a fucking retard. I'm like walking on the rails with him. He keeps going on the edge like he's about to kill himself.
I just cured my gender dysphoria by taking this one small step.
I was talking about that, so anorexia is a type of body dysmorphia, and technically gender dysphoria has elements of body dysmorphia as well. With anorexia, you don't just let anorexics have their fantasy of, like, just being skeletons come true. You have them, like, see their bodies as holes that are fine, but it doesn't work that way with trans people. Is there any scientific research into a way that you would make the person comfortable with the gender that they actually are?
Is anybody even researching that? Is it legal?
I don't know if it's even legal to research that, but I don't know if they'd even get funding, really, because this, you know, a lot of scientific community wants to fug everyone.
I think scientists just fucking have a trap fetish, all of them. Pretty sure Stephen Hawking said at some point, I love what do they call it? Chicks with dicks? Is that the category term? I love chicks with dicks. I love it when they step on me. I can't even feel it. He likes getting tortured. Gagballed. It doesn't make a difference. Oh, gag ball me, baby. Yeah.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. He just goes beep, beep. You know what that means.
Yeah. Oh, that's his code. That's a safe word.
He goes beep. He sounds like a car alarm.
Sounds like Christina. Why can't you even do it that high, man?
How high?
Well, you go as high as you can. Yeah, that. That's the safe word. If he's just going beep beep, that means he likes it.
Edging.
He goes full blown car alarm when he doesn't like it.
I'm trying to do it. Oh, okay. I'm not even gonna read that. It's funny, though. You people. You people are sick.
You pimple.
You're a nigger, shut up.
It is researched. Yes, that is being researched. They would get stopped at an ethics board. Yeah, trying to help people would get stopped in an ethics board.
Ooh, even research that.
Need to change clothes, Ruby.
Need to change clothes, beep beep.
Guys!
My shovel goes way too fast. I can't even.
Yeah, same with mine.
Alright, I think that's a proper dock. Just need to get some.
Dude, I'm watching this debate and he has no arguments. He's just getting angry.
No logic, only emotion.
Can't even. This guy has no arguments. He's getting blown the fuck out. Whoa! Let's make some Photoshop images of him sucking dick.
That you smoke people out. How many people are watching right now? 39.
Nice.
Should be two.
That's how we know we're doing things right.
I'd be happier if it were two. Can you guys not send this stream to any of your friends? And never share it. Sophie just goes broke and dies because she's broke.
I'm so broke now, I'm making no money anymore.
Dude, if it wasn't for D-Life, she'd be fucking selling cans on the street right now.
Sophia
for nothing.
Is like she
so
went back
poor.
To the end of her parents.
Yeah, dude, I had moved out of the house. I just moved out of the house. I had to move back in with my parents.
Her life is destroyed.
I'm so poor, I can't even go to school anymore. Because I'm just so broke.
Yeah, she can't pay for it.
I had to transfer out of public school into private school. So I'm so broke.
We're making no money. We're all dying.
Where's my lantern?
Of hunger. Starvation.
There we go.
Oh, man. Pepsi doesn't sponsor anymore.
Pepsi.
Fuck! No.
Pepsi doesn't sponsor us anymore. Disney voided the contract with us. I think
I was about to get a show on Disney, which is all I ever really wanted.
We're about to get a show on Comedy Central and College Humor.
Yeah.
And now we're all fucked. Thanks to who? Thanks to me. I brainwashed you and destroyed your life by making you say offensive things on the internet.
Mm-hmm. My life is so much worse than it was, like, 5 months ago.
I destroyed your whole entire life.
And you wrote all of her script.
You wrote all my scripts and you got away with it while I had to take the blame for it. And now my life is ruined. That's why I'm still talking to you every day.
You wrote all of her scripts and you didn't play it safe.
I didn't play it safe. I'm so stupid. I just should have never said anything.
It's all the fault of Jack Dempsey. Go kill. Don't do that.
I should have
Go
been
kill
slow.
Jack Dempsey today. Take a gun to Jack Dempsey's head.
In Minecraft.
And his family.
In Minecraft.
Of course I'm joking. I'm not serious. Take a gun. Where does he live? Does he live in Napa Valley too?
Don't know.
Go kill Jack Dempsey today. He just ruined Sophia's life. You truly believe that? Go kill Jack Dempsey.
You truly believe that, you know, getting banned off a social media platform is the end of someone's life? Okay, then,
go kill Jack Dempsey.
Kill the people who are doing it in Minecraft. Bring them on your Minecraft server, slaughter them.
Get a Susan skin.
Spotty Oddy Dopalicious.
Get a Susan skin.
Remember to vote fascist next October, guys.
The fascist party of America? Vote for them.
We're gonna win this one. I can feel it.
And then everything's suddenly gonna change.
You know what we gotta do? Control the economy. Make them build cars. Go fast. The interest rates are too high. Make it low. Duh. These Jews keep making the interest rates so high, we gotta make it low so the economy booms. Ever heard of that? I bet you probably didn't read one economy book.
What's the best level to mine diamonds at? It's like
you
11?
Print more, I think 8.
Okay, 8.
Going but 8. The best way to make money is to print it.
Yeah, man. Don't you know that's how money works? You just print more of it.
Make the interest rates 0, okay? Then everybody's gonna be rich. Remember to vote Antifa next October. You guys voting Antifa? I bet not. Because fascist America wouldn't allow that. It wouldn't allow an Antifa candidate. Or once can we stop talking about Jews? No, of course fucking not. What do you think this is, huh? CNN? Think again, pussy.
We're always
this
gonna talk about the same
nigger
thing.
Nigger killer 666.
Every day.
Used to it, retard.
Same thing. Because nobody else is talking about it anywhere on planet Earth. Only us. It needs to be talked about.
Get fucking used to it, pussy. Here, we kill Jews. We put niggers on the fucking lava pits in Minecraft. And we stab gay people.
And we kill Jeffrey Epstein.
Fascist Bob, show me your cock. I bet it's circumcised.
Fuck. You're a filthy Jew, aren't you, Fascist Bob? That's why your name is Fascist. Because nobody would ever suspect that. You're about to take a lie detector test right now.
You glow in the dark, Bob.
You want to a regular Patreon? What is a regular Patreon? Huh? Getting nervous? Mistyping stuff? Cause we blew your cover. We got you. I bet you're nervous right now. You're trembling in your little potty.
What was that thing again? Like, call him a Jew and he will...
Ooh, getting a little nervous there. You're typing words wrong? What's that, gonna piss yourself? You gonna piss your pants?
Gonna
put a GoPro on your crotch right now. I wanna see the fucking leakage come out. Fascist Bob. I bet your name isn't even fascist. Bet you voted Hillary, huh? You fucking Jew. You fucking pussy.
Damn. Bob, you have very low verbal IQ for a Jew, if I'm being quite honest.
You have a degenerative disease. Like Huntington's.
It's called being old.
Old!
It's called being old.
It is.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to the end tomorrow, so make sure to tune in. Morning time, PST. It's a game
morning
o'clock.
Morning time.
Morning, somewhere around morning. I don't know when I'm going to wake up from my drug trip. I'm going to take some meth tonight.
We're all addicted to drugs. That's why Sophia's so broke. She spends all the money she made on Patreon on drugs.
Of course.
All of it.
Because I was just so depressed about being banned off YouTube.
It's honestly my fault. I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry, Sophia.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
I wish I could turn things back and save your life from Twitter, from your Twitter. I'm so sorry.
From Twitter, from your Twitter.
I'm so sorry. How can I make it up to you? Oh my God. Let me give you all my money since I'm so more rich than you. I'm a billionaire compared to you right now, relatively. I'm gonna give you all my money, okay? I'm not gonna let you starve.
Yeah, that's why she buys your burger.
Fuck.
He is trembling. We have found him out.
Oh man, you're still sore from that ass whooping I just delivered, Bob? Is that why you're still upset about it? Man, you really need some psychological help. Oh, does it still hurt, Bob? Does it still hurt?
Are you Frank Castle right now?
Keep going. Still butthurt about the verbal ass whooping I gave to your IQ? Oh, man.
That didn't even make any sense.
The verbal ass whooping I gave to your IQ. Huh?
What's the nigger, mommy?
What the get a hold of yourself, Christina. Ah, shit, I went too far. I killed too many black people. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It's never too many.
9, 10. I see.
Oh, man.
How am I gonna... Oh, boy.
Need some ointment?
Ointment. Oinky, oink, ointment. Alright, this is... I'm not gonna be able to get through there.
He doesn't even dare reply.
Well, yeah, we just verbally ass-whooped him. I bet he's feeling like a little cuck right now. I probably would too.
Bash Bob, I know your girlfriend and I'm fucking her right now. She's so good, dude. I know why you picked her. Oh, man. This is crazy. I can't believe I'm fucking Fascist Bob's girlfriend right now. Right in front of him.
It's like the Yeah track.
Hmm?
The Kanye track. Fuck, I forgot the name of it.
What?
I forgot the name of it. I'm not gonna remember it. But it's a song by Kanye West.
Kanye.
Yeah. Very sophisticated reputation.
Yes. This is a sophisticated debate 101.
I literally recorded a fucking spoof of what he's doing right now. The last clip I sent you with the fucking sign with like the hate is not welcome here.
Can you see? This is the YouTube live stream of the channel Philosophy Debates.
Yes.
401.
We're very logical here. We do arguments. This is not a show for entertainment. This is a political debate show. It's just set to Minecraft, so we don't get banned by D-Lab, you know, because we're very careful about that sort of thing.
At least you admit when you lose, okay? At least that's respectable about you. You are okay. You're not a sore loser. I respect you for that.
This shit is crazy, dog.
I've been to like 540 something debates so far and I haven't lost one. So fascists, don't feel too bad, okay? You're not the only one who's gotten the short end of the stick here. So don't feel too bad, dude. Don't feel too bad, okay? You're going through it now, many have gone through that before. Okay, it's nothing new.
Fucking lava. I can't do shit at this level. There's so much lava.
Wait, are you in the Nether, Sophia?
No, I'm mining at level 8 for diamonds. Oh. Which I have 3 so far.
Not stripping?
I'm stripping.
Okay.
Retardedly, sure. But
You charged that one.
Sorry if I'm quiet, I'm currently having a heat stroke. so fucking hot. I'm gonna check the temperature right now. Temperature in Fucktown.
Okay, who else wants to get destroyed right now?
This is a
nobody? Oh, I guess I'm just too intimidating.
It is 94 degrees Fahrenheit right now. And I don't have AC in my room. So I'm looking like a tomato right now.
See, nobody wants to debate me.
Pussies. No, I guess I saw you.
I'd be scared too if I was going up against me.
They saw your prowess. They recognize that they're no match for it, really. So they just don't know how to use logic.
They're not epic intellectuals like us. They don't know how to
don't
debate.
Don't want this rhetorical slaughter right here. You don't
There's
want the smoke. Okay.
Creeper inside my house.
So keep to your own. How about that, kid?
Bug.
You don't fuck with me again.
Come here.
I won't
come, here
do
come here. Come here. Come
what
here.
I do
come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here.
You keep your mouth shut, kid, and I won't slaughter you. Maybe I'll spare you, okay?
I'm gonna go this direction even though there's lava. That's how you know I'm winning a debate when I'm going uncontrollably and I'm going like this in my chair. The logic possesses my body, the logos seizes me. But not in a religious way, because I'm an atheist. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Logos.
Urso!
Hey, how are you doing this time, guys? It's Logos. It's Logos embodiment here. It's Logos Volt.
Urso! Why won't you intellectually debate me?
Refute me! Refute me! Refute me sophisticatedly!
They're like doing the standoff in the middle of the street. Russo! Get back here and debate me like a man!
Refute me! You debated my family!
I have every motive. I look for them, but they're not there. Because you debated them too hard.
Every morning, Bill, I look for the YouTube channel, and it was banned. Because they posted a happy merchant meme on Twitter.
So much lava.
I can't find my way, I forgot.
Have you heard of Oaken's Razor?
Country Razor?
Oaken.
Ocam's razor.
Occam, you fucking retard.
Ocam.
Ocam's razor to cut the what's the knot?
Stop talking. You are a fucking stupid person.
She calls the llamas yamas as if she's like Spanish.
I shall not.
No response. No rebuttal? I thought you were more logical than this.
You couldn't come up with anything? Oh, that's very convenient. Yeah, come back to me when you know something about economy and state and utopia and society and race.
Come back to me after reading Anarchy, State, Utopia.
Come back to me when you've read Evola, okay? Because you clearly don't know fucking shit. You fucking retard. I don't know. I don't even know why I put myself to the task of talking to retards like you. Retard.
I guess I just want to punch myself or something because you're so fucking stupid right now.
I guess I'm a masochist because I keep talking to retards like you. When I could be talking to my massive-titted wife and having babies with her. But no! I'm here on YouTube talking to retards like you!
We're here on YouTube.
I am on YouTube still.
Because I put my red pills forth in a way that is covert, but nobody watches me because it's not even entertaining at that point.
I played it so safe. Susan watched my video and fucking had multiple orgasms. She couldn't even take the red pills. She said, you know what? This is against all the guidelines, but you played it so safe. You're so coded. You're so power leveled out. Yeah, I'm gonna have to let you on the front page. You're untrending right now. I don't care that you're Goyim. You're just so fucking good, man. You're so
rhetorical. Come back when you've read Anarchy Austin's manifesto.
Otherwise, you're not. Have you ever read Das Kapital? Huh, Sophia?
Huh? Come back to me after you read Das Kapital.
Have you read Anti-During by, what's his name? I guess you don't even know, right? What's the guy's name that wrote the Communist Manifesto with Karl Marx? Do you know his name? Yeah, thought so. Okay. What's the guy that came up with National Socialism? Oh yeah, you don't know, because you didn't study the topic.
I'm missing out on a lot, man. This is insufferable. Should I go to a higher level? Because there's so much fucking lava here.
Where's the blue?
People, that's cozy as shit.
Leave. All of you have to leave right now. Because you guys don't want to see what I'm about to do. You don't want to see what I'm about to do to this guy in chat right now. It's going to be... I'm going to destroy him.
I'm getting sweaty playing Minecraft here. I'm in the mines. I'm gonna leave.
Don't join back yet. Oh, good. You're back, I see.
Tell me when.
Can you leave, Victor?
No, I can't.
Oh, well, I guess nobody can leave, so you can just come back, Sophia.
Okay. I see
the guy left the chat. Couldn't handle it?
Couldn't handle the absolute intelligence? Guess not, huh?
I fucking wrecked too hard, you fucking little pussy, you bitch. I made you my bitch forever.
Got
Maybe you can make that into a sign and hang it in your bedroom. Victor's little bitch.
There he is.
Oh, back for another ass whooping fascist mob.
Russo! Debate me!
Refute my point!
Russo! Do a video response! Right now!
Russo, you just committed a logical fallacy. In front of my family, how dare you?
Russo, that's called fallacy of composition!
Russo, you're moving goalposts!
Russo! You're moving goalposts, Russo!
Stop
Russo.
Letting me hurry!
You're not being logical. Russo, you never heard of Richard Dawkins?
Just running after him. Refute my boy.
Can you hear the sound right now, Fashion Bop? That's me eating you, man.
That's Victor eating your girlfriend out.
That's crazy, man. Oh, did you hear that? She just told me I'm way better than you. And that I have more money. Is Richard Dawkins still alive?
Yes.
Why wouldn't he be? Probably killed
himself. Suicide?
Well, there's a good reason why.
Yeah, I didn't even need to ask that question.
Well, Hitchens died with cancer, so I guess Dawkins' time is coming soon.
What kind of punishment would be allotted for Dawkins?
I don't know. He has like testicular cancer? That'd be fun.
Looking for the diamonds? What's the best strip mining shit? Because I'm not getting fucking dog right now.
Eight is the best.
Eight? Mm-hmm. So just dig 8x8 tunnels? Shit.
No, at height 8.
Oh. Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. I already asked that question.
The size doesn't matter. No, size does matter. That's why I'm better than Fashion Bob. But the size of the tunnel, you can just make it as big as you want, because the more space, the more things you're gonna get. Just make it efficient so you don't, you know, you're not digging forever in one direction.
Mm-hmm. Russo.
Sophia, do it with your voice.
What do you mean?
The smoker voice.
Russo. Russo, come back.
Russo, come back here, you fucking cunt. Russo, you nigger. Russo, debate me.
It takes a lot of air.
To say Peter for life, like you sneeze, you won't tell you got beef, I got white.
Fuck, I'm retarded. Why did I have to do that?
What did you do?
Place the lava from my bucket.
That's why you screamed?
Yes. I was gonna kill myself. With all my cool gear, etc. Watch this, haha.
Eating rice and beans at the moment, which is good.
Just. Okay.
You want your dog.
You got beef.
Okay, how are you able to belch that often with such bombastic intensity? High testosterone. I went to an endocrinologist very recently, and he said, "I've never fucking seen anything like this. You broke my machine. Your T level is like the bar was too short to measure it." I put your blood through my machine and it went like, syntax error, this dude is too much of a man. You ever watch SpongeBob? Where like Plankton's wife is like a talking computer? It was like that.
Yes.
And it said, I can't do this, it's too much. My blood is basically pure testosterone at this point.
I'm gonna die when I'm 30.
If he catches if Victor catches a disease, he has no white blood cells to fight it. Only testosterone.
Only testosterone, which is might.
And I beat all of them, and I develop intense levels of prostate cancer.
I'm gonna have 15 different types of prostate cancer when I'm done on this earth.
Eating beans and rice, Victor? Fucking hell yeah. Of course.
The only Brazilian meal that exists.
So you eat beans?
Yeah, nigga.
Shit beans smells like good. Fart.
It doesn't smell like fart. It might make you fart, but I don't think it's...
And when it when a fart comes out, it smells like beans. Therefore, beans smell like farts.
You're stupid. Shut up.
No.
Okay.
So if your fart smells like a fruit, fruits just smell like fart. Why is that amusing to think about?
What?
Like that logic.
Prostate cancer can be prevented with therapeutic anal. But if I did that, I'd be gay, homie. I can't do that.
Therapeutic anal? I don't think that's gonna be a therapeutic experience.
You're gonna inject steroids in your.
Can I inject penis into your asshole, apparently?
Are you gay, homie? I don't play with that.
Don't fuck with that.
No. None goes into my butt, my booty hole, man.
Except pure testosterone.
Exactly. In and out. Repeatedly.
In a therapeutic movement.
Holy fucking Moses. Hey. You get up.
How can you burp so much? That's...
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Gift.
Why? Who opened this up? Fucking niggers.
Who opened what up?
This one cave near my house. There's so many mobs around now. I need so much dirt. Sophia,
I need many dirt. There might be some in my chest. There's also like grass blocks. I mean,
Chris?
I just realized I chuckled.
Okay.
There might be some dirt in my chest. Come over, take a peek.
I'm going over to your house.
What was that?
And get in there.
I was reacting to what you said. Sounded horrible. Sounded really bad, man.
I'm going to your house right now. I'm gonna take the dirt.
Your bae, I hate you for that so much. You suck. Chris Potts, it's cherry bomb. Belch, let's blow the fuck out. You fucking goddamn right. Can't even belch. You can't belch like me. It just means you have no balls, and I could fuck your girlfriend if I wanted to. But I don't even want that raggedy ass pussy you fucking got yourself. That can get so much better. I don't know. I'm very tired today, and I'm not feeling good at all. That's why I'm like this.
But you're very funny today.
Screaming to overcompensate. I feel that. I was screaming earlier because it was hot. That's my coping mechanism.
Since the morning, I've been fucking feeling horrible, and I've been very tired, and my legs hurt so bad I can barely walk.
Yeah, that's probably from the exercise. You're not used to it.
Oh, really? I thought it was from sucking dick. Now I get it.
Sophia, you should be a doctor. Have you
I thought it
that?
Was from my fucking night out with Stefan. Now I know what's the real cause of it. By the way, how's he doing and his Asian girlfriend?
I don't know. I haven't asked him.
Hey, Stefan, why does your breath smell like rice?
Soon he's gonna be looking like he got stung by bees.
He cuts his hair short, he begins looking like Mark Zuckerberg, his tits grow.
Sophia
starts wearing jeans.
Starts sweating.
There is one cow and one sheep.
Eyes bug out.
Yeah.
That I think belongs to you roaming around.
Okay, just take some wheat from the chest and lead them back to my estate.
Okay. Also get the dirt from your chest.
Eat dirt!
Eat dirt! Stop playing those goddamn video games! Eat dirt! When I was your age...
When I was your age...
I ate uncooked feces.
That's what we ate. When I was your age, I was in Finland eating bark. Because it was World War II, kid. Right? That's my grandmother. You have to stop hating you eat gay people.
Alright,
you
gotta put
my
food shit up. I'll be
stop
right back.
Saying you hate gay people.
Okay.
Also, start eating bark. Tree bark. It's good for your health. Haha.
Eat dirt. Eat dirt. Sophia, how much can I take?
You can take all the dirt. What do I need it for?
Thank you. Okay, so now you have no more dirt on your chest.
Thank you for taking it off my hands.
Okay, you're welcome.
Oh, there's obsidian. Smexy. I need to get the music back going. Sweating like a maniac right now.
True, the kids growing up today are far too sedentary. Okay,
yeah.
Shut up, boomer.
Okay, boomer. Look, my boomer. Tailbone has evolved to take 12 hours of sitting a day, as well as my back. But I'm not even weak. I'm very strong and I'm very tall.
Man, I want to do parkour.
I used to do parkour as a child.
Oh yeah, everybody used to do parkour as a child.
Did everybody do that? Well, it was like a thing. It was like a fad, you know.
Yeah, you just jump around like you're a fucking retard.
Yeah, well, it was cool because my neighbor's backyard was like mid-construction type shit. So you could actually like fucking jump around and be a nigger properly. So that was fun.
Sophia, this is very hard. I'm sorry, I can't put your call.
Just lead it.
Back.
With
it's,
the wheat.
It's like on your property, but I can't get it inside your walls.
You have to jump over the block, make them jump over the cobblestone block at the corner.
Yeah, but they won't. They just like.
Yeah, they will.
And there's also a sheep amidst your cow.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll leave them there.
Okay.
Seems to be some sort of. Has some sort of sexual perversion or something.
Probably like species dysphoria.
You like the colorful sheep or is it visually jarring? I can't tell.
Me neither.
Well, I might get some wool out of it. And it was kind of fun to see what will like pop out.
Hmm. I am Shusuke too, but I... I crashed into a wall and then I never did it again.
So we both stopped skating because of injuries, because we are women.
Yes. Like, I used to skate, like, I think every day. I loved doing it. And then one day I was skating with, like, one of my cousins. And then he called me. And, like, I was, like, on the skate. And he called me and I looked back. And then I just crashed into a wall. Almost broke my hand. But I didn't break it, which was even worse because I just dislocated. Because if you break it, at least it's broken and you just need to get back in place. But when you dislocate it, it goes like sideways, like fucking stupid. And then I had to go to the hospital and get it snapped back in place. And then I never skate again. But I should go back to doing it. It seems like so much fun.
It is. I'm restless often. So I either need to go outside and record a video or do some sort
record
of like,
a video?
Record a video? Like, can't you just record a video?
I'm
or, like,
back.
Look at a person. Yeah. We're talking about skating.
Okay.
Sophia, I fell into your bookshelf. How did I get out?
Jump on the enchanting table and then jump to the, like, on the bookshelf.
Okay. Why is this so hard? Okay, there we go. Oh, fuck, I fell again. I'm so physically fit, I'm gonna do parkour. I can totally lift up my own weight.
I'd probably snap in half.
Like, first time like, you fall, you just break all of your bones.
Straight up skate 3 physics. Ah, fucking lava. Nigger. Let's go get more torches.
Some kids can't even stand on the board. That's like being retarded.
You figure out how to do that on the first day.
Yeah. It doesn't
take. At least if you're young enough, like, that's. It should be
yeah,
really easy.
You gotta be like 50 to not be able to skate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because it's like old ass people that skate and shit. So.
Well, yeah, but they like started early, you know? Like, not to be able to learn how to skate, you gotta be, like, really old. It's like, do you know, like, hoverboards?
Hoverboards? I know hoverboards.
It's not even that bugs our pronunciation, that's retarded.
That's funny!
Like, young people, they, like, you just, like, go on it and it's like intuitive, but like old people, they look like fucking retards trying to learn how to like stand on it. My cousin like bought one and we were like her beach house like And like on my first day, I was already like doing like the spinny shit and all that. Mm-hmm. And then my mom fell like 3 times trying to just stand on it. Fucking retard. She's fat as well, so that may be
her. Was she more fat back then or now?
Well, she... Back when the hoverboard shit was happening, she was less fat.
Okay.
But when I was very young, she was really fat. Like, really, really fat. She was, like, obese.
Obese! Obese!
She weighed, like, 90 kilos.
This largely keeps monsters away from my place. This is way better. Bitter.
How much is that in pounds? Let me see.
What's the chat saying? Whee! Yeah, I noticed that other people are uncoordinated. Yeah, I think the
that's motor 100,
shit just degrades.
198 pounds. That's how much she used to weigh when I was little.
I didn't even learn how to do any tricks. But I just went down to like steep of a hill before I had gotten acquainted with, I forget what, there's like a term for it, but you know when the skateboard goes fast, it starts shaking, right? There's mm-hmm. a proper term for it when that happens. So I went down the hill and the shaking was bad enough to throw me off, and then I broke my arm when I fell. Alright, this is fucking gay.
I used to do like some tricks, but they were like kind of shit. My mother was a martial artist and couldn't stand on a skateboard. That's funny.
Fuck, I hate when it lags. I lose count.
I haven't broke a bone either, and I think that's a problem. I think that's why I'm such a faggot, honestly. I need to break a bone.
I haven't broken a single bone in my body because all my bones are made of adamantium, like Wolverine.
Made of super testosterone.
Yeah. Just like calcified testosterone. They're unbreakable.
I broke my left arm twice, and I broke my leg. Yeah. It was all like a fracture.
And had to crawl for a week.
I wasn't crawling, I was in a wheelchair, which is really funny. I fucking hope there's pictures of me as a first grader in a wheelchair. Fuck, that'd be so funny. Oh, I wish.
We need to go to your school.
I'm gonna ask my dad about that. Y'all got pictures of me as a fucking cripple? I find that funny.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Yeah, when I... Well, I don't blame myself too much for like not skating anymore, because it was kind of my parents' fault. Because after I dislocated the like my hand,
they
like
forbade my top, you from doing it.
They were like, oh yeah, you can do it, but only if you wear protection. And I looked fucking stupid.
If you wear protection, like, okay. You can do it only if you wear protection.
You're retarded. Okay. You're
enveloped in a condom. On top of a skateboard.
Yeah.
I always had to wear protection for the same. Fuck, I hate that. I had to wear like the.
They ruined everything with that phrase, because when you say like, oh, did you wear in the context that it's meant to be used in, it sounds like, oh, so do you like fucking have a gun on you? And if you use it in the non-anything context, then it just sounds like you're fucking putting a condom on your head when you're about to go skate, like fucking Charles in the World Peace skit.
Like my mother bought me like this fucking pink helmet that was like too tight for my head and it made my head hurt, and then I was just like, fuck this shit, and I just didn't skate anymore.
Yeah, the guards make like everything like so stiff to move around in. It fucks your shit up.
It takes the fun out of it.
You're supposed to sort of like, you're supposed to get hurt in a way so you don't have the fear of that anymore.
Yeah, like that's such bullshit. Just like not wanting your kids to feel any pain ever.
Don't bother kids when they're skateboarding. That's rule 9.
Mm-hmm. Like my dad did not give me some vaccines I needed as a child because he didn't want to hear me cry when I got vaccinated, because he thought it was too painful and I shouldn't get vaccinated. So
I think I probably missed out on most of my fucking vaccines. Also, I think it's about time for a fucking Jordan Peterson revival. I'm about to go listen to the JREs with him again. Haven't done that in a long time. I have to do it again.
Yeah, I remember listening to them all playing Civ. I'm going through the like first parts of the Biblical Lecture series again, because I assume a lot of the shit went over my head. Like, it's surprising how much my verbal intelligence went up just from listening to lectures every day.
Yeah.
Like, it made me understand shit way like more. Like the first lecture, I only got like a couple things I could understand, and then by the end of it, you get all the abstractions and the ways of phrasing things. Just happens naturally. And you never get exposed to that sort of challenge in school, so you don't even know that you have the ability to process that sort of information.
The reason I think I was always good with language, good with English, even though that's not my native language, is because I listened to a lot of very wordy type comedians. I listened to a shitload of George Carlin. I didn't really pick up much on the fucking shit that he was saying, like, context-wise, but the words and the fucking jokes, the way things were worded, the way he spoke, it was like, he was very, if you listen to his first things, he did a lot of, like, impersonations of radio, like, spokespeople, and, like, it's a very verbal-oriented type fucking speech. The speech patterns are very verbal oriented, so I just picked up a lot on that, and I became good with writing and shit like that.
I think the first English language content I consumed when I first learned English was Mosh.
Fucking awesome. Yes,
my cousin used to love them, and like he showed me all of their videos.
It's surprising to me just how much like exposure can I know how that works with people who don't speak the language as their native language, but I didn't really map that over to me, who's a native English speaker. But yeah, because in school you never really get anything that's fucking challenging.
Today my teacher was really upset at the, cause she like gave us exercises to do, and she asked like, what did you guys answer to this question? And no, everybody was so unenthusiastic. Nobody like answered at all. They were all like, they were asleep. And she asked again, and still everybody was acting like she wasn't there. It was beautiful. And then she started like, okay, what the hell is going on here? And she went on a rant for like 30 minutes, as if she gave a fuck. And then
I don't know why students just don't do that more often. If everybody misbehaves in unison, it is way too powerful.
And at some point, she like began going like, "Oh, I got really surprised when Victor's such a good student and he got a really bad grade. Guess why?"
What do you mean? Guess why you got a bad grade?
Yeah. If I am such a good student, guess why I got a bad grade? Did my IQ drop?
Well, did the assignment suck?
Or do I don't just give a fuck?
Yeah. If you don't care, you're not gonna do shit. That is like gifted kid burnout syndrome. School is such a fucking piece of shit that
she started talking about me like I'm an underachiever, and I thought I probably make more money than her. If I calculate it, mm-hmm. I'm probably like making more money. I'm probably creating more wealth than her.
Certainly contributing more to the planet.
Yeah, I think like teachers get like 2,000 something reais, and I'd be making like 5,000 reais based on the fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, unless she's working a fucking hell of a lot of hours, I think I'm making more money than her.
That's so funny.
But yeah. And I didn't get a good grade. Oh, I'm doing so bad! Ah! I'm a burnout. And I'm probably not even making that, I don't know, Brazil standards. I'm probably making probably too much. But, yeah, I think I'm getting a fair amount of money relative to how much a teacher deserves. A teacher fucking deserves zero.
They don't do shit. They rip all their fucking assignments off the internet. Which makes everything infinitely easier to do, so...
You know what I want to do? I really wanted to get up... Every time a teacher gave some fucking assignment, that was something like, okay, now you guys are gonna... This assignment, you guys are gonna be the teachers. You're gonna research this topic and give a class about it. I wanted to get up, fucking get the broom, and stick it up my teacher's asshole. Because I know what you're doing, because I'm not stupid. I know exactly.
They have studies behind it, like, oh, if you make the kids teach a topic, they learn a lot better, which is just an excuse for them not to fucking do shit.
It's like, do you think I'm fucking blind? Do you think, what, you figure me for a fucking slave that I'm too stupid to fucking see right before my eyes? This has happened like 5 times this year alone. You cunt. I know what you're doing. And she said, like, oh, you guys aren't enthusiastic about class? And you guys only have to be here for these amount of times. I have to be here all day. Yeah, you get fucking paid for it, cunt. I'm being forced to be here.
I pay to be here.
How can you complain? Yeah, I bet the fucking construction worker doesn't want to go down to the fucking... Oh, my God. How dare you, you fucking whore.
My...
Teaching in a public school is a truly hellish job? I don't give a fuck.
Maybe if you're teaching in the inner city, but that's not the majority of America. It's mostly just pacifistic, like, white kids who are just sitting there. And we'll pretty much accept whatever you
look
give
them.
Look
at the shit that they're compliant. Look at the shit that they're telling students all the time. And making the students believe. Never do anything? And I'm supposed to empathize with them? Nah, fuck that's no. Not gonna happen.
They're doing straight up brainwashing. You want me to empathize with CIA agents? Okay. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Oh. Literal employees of the government that I'm supposed to empathize with them? No, thank you.
Man.
Right? Test starts next week, and I still don't know if my teachers are using less trimester's book or this trimester's book.
I was in such a state of, like, I was in such a terrible state this morning that my friend Lucas was right next to me, and like we were just like saying like, yeah, she gets fucking paid for this. How could she complain? I looked at him, and I was so bored and in pain. I put my finger in my throat and I started trying to vomit. I did the gag reflex like 3 times. That was funny.
If you did another one, you might actually fucking throw.
Yeah, I stopped at 3. That was my number. I thought I'm gonna try this 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
It would be funny if you actually did it, though.
It would be hilarious. But I did it for the entertainment. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be funny for me, and I'm going to make him laugh. So, and we're both bored as shit. We're just like, he had a headache, and I was fucking bored. And I started doing that to make him laugh. Just because I was bored. Black kids in inner cities do more or less what you've recommended. Okay. Good for them.
Protest, man. Just fucking be an ass. It's like, it's righteous to a certain degree to not comply with teachers. Because you're being held there against your will, and most likely these teachers have some sort of little process in their brain where they're, over the course of the year, trying to brainwash you.
They're trying to break you. There's nothing less than that.
Every single teacher I have always talks about, like, oh yeah, like, communism is, like, so good in theory, but it's, like, the people are so corrupt.
It's so good in theory, yeah. Stealing as your fucking basis for everything is a really good theory. God.
They always go, it seems so nice in theory, but it just doesn't seem to work.
These are not the cause of the absurd way the school... I bet the fucking commissars weren't the cause that, you know, the Soviets took over either, but they were compliant. I'm not making the point that they're the same, but come on. I'm not going to give them a pass. They fucking suck.
I think I have enough diamonds.
What do you want? My fuck, the one that did that, it was like this woman. And she kept on, you guys are like unenthusiastic about it. The male teachers, they don't give a fuck. They come in, into the classroom, they, you know, write the fucking shit on the board, and they leave. Mm-hmm. They don't talk. They don't try to do cool activities. They don't give a fuck.
They do their job as it is supposed to be done. And then they don't pretend that they're doing anything special.
Yeah.
With the women, they have, like, this weird need to, like, be proven as something more than they are. Well, it's the social approval thing. They want to be respected and looked up to and have people think they're cool. So.
They know nothing and they're telling your kids. Well, yeah, I have no empathy for teachers.
Sophia,
fuck, they're getting paid. What the fuck? I gotta feel sorry for somebody for that. They're getting paid. I feel bad for fucking heroin addicts. I don't feel bad for teachers. Fuck you.
Sophia went to school with me, and she saw, like, I was in my chemistry.
Well, went to school. I was transported through Christina's phone into her classroom.
Exactly, and I was literally on Discord with her and Faith. Saying shit all the time, and my chemistry teacher, who is a man, just didn't give a fuck.
Why should he? Your parents are paying for you to be there.
Exactly.
He's not gonna have this, like, pretentious little, like, oh, you have to pay attention because this is an establishment where we're learning and you need to contribute to the environment, and you're distracting the other students right now.
Leave.
No, I'm gonna go to sleep.
Wait.
Oh, wait. That's... Fuck.
Retard.
Want it to be a bit inconvenient.
No, we gotta be quiet. We're not animals. We gotta be quiet and behave when people are teaching us about how... I don't even gotta get into it. I don't have to. So ridiculous.
This is like the kids getting medicines because their teachers go, your kid is misbehaving.
Fuck. You ruined a whole imagine. Fuck, think about the number of kids that are mentally fucked up because teachers said they can't sit down in class, so there must be something wrong with them because they're fucking 7 years old and
they're all time.
And can't sit still.
Yeah, I know that it's... it might be this year that I will snap. Once the teacher begins talking like that, I will fucking start crawling around on my knees and going, Mama!
Mommy,
like
mommy, that. Give me I tit milk!
I feel like I will do that this year. I
do
feel
it.
Like that.
Fuck it. You're on your way out. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, like,
Mommy, mommy, give me tit milk! Just call that to your teacher.
Being disruptive in class does nothing to fight the system and just make that person's job harder. Yeah, they deserve it. I don't give a fuck. They're getting paid. Yeah. They're supposed to deal with adversity. Fucking establishment cuck. Jesus. Oh, poor teachers. They're getting paid to teach my kids communism. Oh, I feel so bad for them. You're getting paid.
Their jobs
though.
Are so hard to be government operatives. Operatives? Fuck.
Oh, man. They're
communism
fucking gray. They're gray ops.
Shut up. Shut up, fascist Bob.
You are fucking shilling for gray ops right now, and you are telling fuck off, man. Eat shit. I sympathize with the teacher. I can only imagine how hard it is to deal with kids.
It's not that fucking hard. Have you ever been in a classroom? It's literally
not hard at all.
Like, if a kid misbehaves, all you have to say is, "If you gotta be quiet in 3, 2, and he'll shut up.
And if he doesn't, you can literally just send them to
the principal's office. The principal will have to take care of it. You don't even have to do shit about shit.
I taught algebra in an inner city school for a few months. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, in inner city schools, it's a fucking mess because there's black people.
Yeah, you know why?
What?
You had a shitty job. Guess why you weren't teaching at a college, man? You have a shitty job. Fucking suck it up.
It's like working at McDonald's.
And you conditions have to be better. No, you're getting paid, you shut up and you do your job. Stop fucking whining.
If you didn't want to do it, you shouldn't have accepted
on my fucking tweet.
Victor, read Aristotle. I've read Boethius in class. That's the most of it. I don't do a lot of reading in class.
I usually just listen to something that is not what my teacher is saying. Which I won't even have to do anymore. Fuck yes! I don't have to go to normal school because they're harassing me, basically. Which is fucking awesome.
Don't you feel bad, Sophia? Don't you feel bad that you can't go to school anymore? Don't you feel
Things
bad
are so
you're
good.
Being harassed?
Harassed by the administrators? You know, if the school administrators think there's something wrong with you, there probably is, Sophia. Ever considered that?
Have you considered Adderall? Huh, Sophia?
Sophia, when you start punching the wall because you have to do algebra homework, you should probably start taking Adderall. If your kid doesn't want to do fucking math homework because they see through the fact that they're never going to need to use that level of complex math in their shit, they're probably mentally ill.
I literally take my drawing shit to my classes and I listen to music while I draw, and I don't know anything.
Well, I have
don't
some
know
level
a
of
a single thing.
I have some level of sympathy for like street sweepers. I have no sympathy for teachers. You are a professional underachiever. You're a public school teacher. You get bent. I'm not concerned with how hard your job is. And the reason why it's so hard to deal with kids sometimes, it's because they're locked away in a fucking jail cell every day. And I don't give a fuck that it upsets you. You know who I'm concerned with? The fucking kids. Fuck you, teach. Please, I'm concerned with the kids. The kids are, I care so much more about the kids than the teachers.
Everybody's suffering so much, and the fact that they take it out on you is something you have no right to complain about. It's like much more fun to beat a teacher up than to just listen to him teach you.
You
want to
have a good job? You go be a fucking college professor. You go be something useful, as a matter of fact. Because being a professor in any fashion like that, whatever. Just, I don't know, become something better than a fucking public school teacher. How about that?
What can I do to XP for?
Study more.
Oh, I sound unempathetic. I sound mean and rude.
No shit.
That's very rude, Victor. It's not nice.
I don't empathize with the lower classes, I guess. But yeah, you're a public school teacher because you're a loser, man. You don't get to complain about your job.
Because you want to cut cushy salary without having to do anything. They don't even have to work in the summer. Like, barely.
You have, oh my, the fucking vacations these people have, and they're complaining? Fuck you for life. God, burn in hell. There's nothing I despise more than a fucking whining teacher. I'm more prone to empathizing with literal prostitutes. I'd be a better friend to Belle Delphine.
Same. Fuck. Yeah. Because at least, well, there are some women who glorify it. But at least, Belle Delphine is not holding anybody captive against their will. And I don't think Belle Delphine glorifies what she does.
Teachers aren't responsible for mass drugging. The dealers and the pharma companies are. Yeah, teachers just say, like, hey, your kid is retarded. Go give it drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And that never does any harm to anybody.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not compliance in any way.
Yeah, the kids do have all of those problems. It's not like they're just kids who can sit still in a fucking boring-ass room.
No, ADHD is a real thing, yeah.
Yeah. Like, kids can sit still. They want to jump around and they want to run. What? What's wrong with them?
Wait, all mammals have a play circuit and we've known this for, like, ever? What?
The teacher only,
it's not the fucking general's fault. He just points. The soldier is the one at fault. He shoots. The teacher just goes, hey, give this kid drugs. And then they give the kid drugs. What could the teacher do? The teacher could do nothing. It's not the teacher's fault.
It's not the teacher's fault. He just told me to give Ezra to everybody.
Poor little teacher getting kids on drugs. Oh, I feel so bad for him. I fucking hate teachers so much. I feel zero empathy.
Die in a ditch.
Yeah. That violate the nap? Are you upset because you're a public school teacher and you are a loser?
Why is he sympathizing with fucking teachers right now?
Yeah, they can't, but they can say, yeah, this kid is misbehaving. Can you give it Adderall?
This kid won't shut up. Can you
take him to counseling? Bother the shit out of children? How about that?
Fucking retard.
I thought teachers were supposed to tell kids not to do drugs. Yeah, unless it's, you know, unless it's a prescription, then it's send them to counseling. Yeah,
cool.
Unless it makes them shut up and dose them down like they're fucking zombies and take any creativity they might have away. Yeah.
Your kid's doing what a kid does, so give it crack cocaine.
A kid is trying to
give it crack. Make my job easier. My job is just so hard.
My job is so hard. Can you drug this kid up so it's a little bit easier? Thank you. Appreciate it. Die in a ditch. I hate my aunt so much. She's like fucking public school teacher. She married a black man. Her kids have autism.
That's really hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's really amusing.
Blaming teachers is what people who weren't public school teachers do, because teachers fucking suck. You were one, so of course you're defending your shitty profession.
Yeah.
You're biased. You fucking loser. We're...
Wait, is this person actually a public school teacher?
Yeah, he said he taught at an inner city school.
Oh yeah, of course. So.
You loser, man. You suck. You have to work as an inner city teacher. Fuck you.
Go get a real job.
You deserve every bit of suffering thrown your way.
You only look at your own fucking butt.
Oh, it's so hard.
Look at the kids
That's hard?
Suffer every day. Damn. In your boring ass classes. How about them?
Inner city. Yeah.
Yeah, no wonder. Fucking. Oh, but there's no correlation there.
Die in the ditch.
Just coincidence that that's the most fucking chaotic place to teach. Is my dog running around here? Is that your dog?
Algebra. Algebra. Fuck algebra.
Of course it's gonna be hard.
And fuck you.
Dude, go be a construction worker, you fucking retard. You have such an easy job and you're whining, you fucking woman.
A dog running around is probably Swam.
What's Swam's dog's name?
I don't know.
Yeah, Swam.
What is his what is the dog's right there name?
Weep, weep, weep.
Poor me! I doubt inner city school teaching is even that bad. Cooper, that's a nice dog name. Is even that bad if you have any, like, balls. Maybe if you're a woman, you don't want to be screamed at by, like, black teenagers all day. But if you're a man, it's probably, like... Dude, I'm getting paid right now. This is not that bad.
I haven't seen anything to refute what I asked. How about your paychecks, you fucking loser? You were paid to do a job. It wasn't an easy job. Yeah, that's what you're getting paid. If it was easy, you fucking... Yeah, it's easy to fuck... What do you want your job to be? Jacking off to hentai?
How easy do you want this to...
Fucking retard.
I want someone to pay me to play Minecraft all day. How about that? That's the job I want.
Oh, my life is so hard. It's like... I remember something about, like, graphic designers going, like... Oh, dude, I'm fucked. I have, like, 5 days to deliver this thing. You're not fucked. You have a job. You know who's fucked? A hobo. A heroin addict. You're not fucked. Your job isn't hard.
Fuck.
Whiner.
Can we sleep?
Whiner. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think Swam is, like, looking for Enderman.
No tar left behind, you know? People who have IQs that are so low that they literally can't do anything. We need to keep them in class, and we need to make sure they're holding everybody else behind.
Yeah, it's not the responsibility of the people enforcing it. It's the people who made it. The people who enforce it have no choice. For you. Give me your, like, PayPal email so I can send you all my money. Because I think you need it, considering you're a public school teacher in an inner city.
I have this one geography teacher, and she's black, and she's so fucking dumb.
To be expected.
And, like, nobody shuts up at her class because, like, everything that she says is fucking retarded. And everybody sees that it is. So nobody shuts. Everybody just talks to each other. And she always gets mad and she starts screaming like a chimp.
I don't think you can expect teachers to behave any other way. Yeah, I don't have to like it, though. I don't have to feel empathy for him. Matter of fact, I don't.
Fascist Bob is a t-shirt, oh fucking course.
You dropping fat red pills on your students? You better be.
Honestly, I'm a little surprised a teacher is capable of understanding fascism. I'm not.
No, they are. They lick the establishment's boots. And they work for it.
Why are my cows jumping up and down?
Sucker. Complete sucker. Teachers are suckers. The fact that that's what they are. It's like being it's worse than being a street sweeper. You're a sucker. If you're a teacher, you're a sucker by default.
I had sex with a teacher when I was 15 years, 8 months old. Ghetto Slasher, tell us about that.
She's probably LARPing, but...
Whoa. Ghetto Slasher, expand. What?
Expand.
Come over here. Alright, I'm fucking everything up a little bit.
Expand. Ghetto Slasher, please explain that. How did that happen exactly? Was it a woman?
Little
cunt. Was it a woman? Or did you fuck a dude?
Oh boy. This is a problem. Oh, don't blow up the fucking sheep! They did nothing.
Is it day yet? No, it's
no.
Not. I don't know what to make my floor out of.
So now we know that in Brazil, teachers tell parents to go get their kids on medications. It's not fucking Brazil, it's everywhere, nigga.
It's everywhere.
Like, Adderall
it
and
is
all
the
of
standard.
That shit.
Globally fucking the next generation up. That is the main goal right now.
It's not the teacher's fault, guys. It's a really inefficient
tactic.
They
have no
responsibility
for the things they do because most humans are just retarded and they follow orders, so you can't even blame anybody.
Yeah, don't pinpoint and deal with, you know, things directly. Let's attack abstractions, okay?
Yeah, let's just keep attacking abstractions and let's get nothing done. That'd be cool, right? That'd be pretty cool if we did that for the
people
in charge.
There's so much more, like, they've delved so much deeper into the fucking marketplace of ideas bullshit than anybody else. Yeah, let's keep ourselves to abstractions. Yeah, what was the fucking Leninist theory, like, you... Oh yeah, and it was an Israelite theory, it's the fucking Talmudic theory, that if you change the state, the people will follow, you know, accordingly. Morally, the morals get decided by the state. Yeah, I'm sure that works. Blame the people who make Adderall. Oh yeah, and stop producing guns too, because it kills people.
Yeah, the people who make Adderall are the ones at fault because they fucking choose what to do with it.
Because nobody ever needs Adderall. Like... It's not like there is an actual use for it that is not for 7-year-olds who want to have fun and jump. School was so fucking boring, I started making holes on my skin.
I understand you.
I compulsively pick my fingers in school because it's so fucking... painful.
My head was full of holes. It looked like I had some sort of weird fucking disease because I dug holes with my nails on my own head. That's how boring this shit is. And you complain about your fucking problems? Die in a fucking bitch.
Die in a bitch. As a wise man once said.
It was like, it's fucking insane. It's the actual theory, like, change the state and the people will follow through.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, it's not the teacher's fault. They don't have a choice. They're just, oh my god, I'm a teacher. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing not innocent, man. None of these people are innocent. They're compliant.
Just following orders. Dude, you can't blame the Nazi camp guards. They didn't actually do anything wrong. They were just following orders, you know. So I mean, can't help it.
Hey, Soph, do your eyes sometimes change colors, or do you wear contact lenses?
Drug companies spend a bit of money on marketing. They're totally responsible for the way their products are commonly used. Yeah, so if I stick a cucumber up my ass, it's the farmer's fault, you fucking shithead. Kill yourself. I'm so fucking depressed that I'm even talking to you. You are a public school teacher. You don't understand anything.
Sticking bananas up your ass is the farmer's fault. Mom, the banana broke.
The farmer made me gay. He gave me the bananas. What else was I supposed to do except stick them up my asshole?
Mom, the banana broke.
Well, if okay. He didn't want me to stick it up my ass, then why did he make it this shape? It's perfect. I just had to do it.
He could have done chemical engineering and grew it in another shape. You know. But he didn't.
Yeah.
And now I'm gay, and it's his fault. And I'm gonna sue.
Going around talking about how bad death camp guards would be an unproductive way to oppose death camps. Yeah, you can oppose them in every way. I can oppose the concept of death camps while also not thinking that the guards are pretty okay people. But I suppose that's too complicated for your little tiny pea brain to get.
Good. Maybe will. Soap is going to online school now.
Yeah, I have a gun. So... I have a guard with a gun in my face, and I think, something's got to be done about this institution. Yeah, that's really productive. This institution might have gone awry. And then I get shot in the head. That's productive, right? But don't blame the guards. They're not responsible. You're just a little Lego man. You are fucking hands down one of the stupidest people I've ever seen in my life. No wonder you were a teacher.
Chris Potts, I think that's like normal for people who have like a light colored eyes. They look different.
Yeah, it's like optical illusion all changes. The time.
Yeah, like this month's video, Sophia's eyes look fucking gray. Straight up.
They're either gray, blue, or green.
Yep.
From far away, they look blue. Closer up, they look green. I can't even tell. I think the real color is green because my mother's eyes are yellow, my dad's eyes are blue. And that's how science works, kids.
Think yourself as well your best teacher? There's nothing to say because the best teacher is the one that does not fucking interact with students at all. Little slave boy.
Drug companies spend money on marketing? I've never seen an ad for fucking Adderall. Are you retarded?
Yeah, of course they're gonna want people buying their products. It's the responsibility of the people who buy it. Oh, but I guess people are just too stupid. We gotta do the work for them.
Oh yeah, we gotta regulate so like there are no ads for like cigarettes. Otherwise, people are gonna smoke them, and that's like really bad for them. And they cannot make the decision themselves. We gotta ban the ads.
Personal responsibility is an alien concept to niggers like these. They have to have things done for them.
Spend too much time in the inner city. You become one of them.
You are responsible for the place in society you are in. You are responsible for the choices you make, and you should suffer the consequences for it. I'm not concerned with people suffering the consequences of their shitty choices.
You chose your job.
The
if you
porn
didn't
made
it.
Me wank. It's so opposed to any sort of sound moral. Orientation.
Fuck.
Moral intransigence. Well, it was available, so I did it. Yeah, try telling your wife that the reason you cheated on her is because some woman wanted to fuck you and you just couldn't control yourself. It was the fault of the woman.
Fuck, go man. Blame her, not
you are,
me.
You are morally feeble. Loser.
Nigger.
Well, there was a person standing in front of me and nobody else was around and I had a knife in my hand and, well, the opportunity was there so I killed them. Maybe you need to stop stealing knives. This is not my fault.
You have moral responsibility.
No, you don't, Victor. Nobody has control over themselves. They're all animals. They act on instinct, so we have to help them.
No free will.
It all circles back around.
Does it go back to like no free will thing?
Yeah.
Probably, eventually.
Everything is predetermined already, and you don't choose anything, so it's okay to do everything. The girl was just standing there, like, it's her fault that I raped her.
Teachers, yeah, I blame teachers, I blame Big Pharma, I blame parents who go along with that shit. Whoever is directly involved in it, I am blaming them. I'm not gonna, you know, tell myself that they have no personal... You know what that is? When you say shit like, oh, they're not responsible, it's because you don't want to be responsible for the fucking retarded shit you fucking, you know, stand for.
And your co-workers stand
when
for...
When parents be the ones to blame? Yeah. No. Too.
A bit.
That too, but also whoever made it fucking illegal to not put your kids in public school.
Fuck, how does nobody else see a problem with that? Does nobody else see that as suspicious as I do? That it's literally illegal? How
to not go to
how does nobody else see that as, like, the direct way to get to indoctrination nation fucking...
Like, if you want your child to just learn, like, a family trade or something, you can't do that. You have to send them to school.
Because else they're gonna be retarded. They're just gonna be so fucking stupid.
You can't teach your children how to take care of your family company and pass it down to them or anything like that. The kid has to go to school and to college and be on Adderall 24/7.
I blame the teachers for going along with that shit. I blame Big Pharma. I blame parents who don't put their foot down. I blame the parents who fucking, you know, who agree with it and think something is wrong with their kid.
I had a... There was a cousin of mine that was diagnosed with ADHD. And my aunt didn't want to put him to medication because she said it was too expensive for, like, some medicine. Glad she didn't, because it's fucking cool now. Hey, Carl. What's up?
My shovel's way too fast. Okay.
This is so fucking stupid.
Now my house is fucking popping. Victor, have you seen... I guess you're looking at the stream, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's looking good, huh?
Yo.
Oh shit.
Oh no! I'm running out of dirt.
Everyone involved is to blame, but the most effective way to fight something... what do you base that on? Also, effective? I'm concerned with the moral responsibility of people. I don't really give a fuck. The most you're pulling that out of your ass right now. What, did you run statistics? The most effective way?
Victor, tell us about your best teacher.
Yeah, you're like late as shit on that one. I've already answered that one.
I didn't even hear that.
You're very late on the chat. You're way behind.
Okay, I'll scroll down.
But the most effective way to fight something is to target those individuals and small groups with the most I'm not sure why that would be the most effective way. The most effective way is to be morally intransigent and not fucking doing apologetics for the people directly involved in it.
I would fucking, if I was on Adderall, I would kill everybody responsible for it in Minecraft.
What am I supposed to go with? Oh, poor little teacher, because it's more effective. I'm supposed to lie. I'm supposed to be morally absent. I'm not you. I don't want to be like you. I don't want to be a public school teacher.
Does anybody have extra dirt?
Did you already take all mine?
Yeah.
What are you even trying to build?
I'm terraforming my place.
I see.
Making it nice and big.
Have you made any major changes to your house? Maybe I should come and visit.
Not that I'm saying that you shouldn't kill Big Pharma, you know, heads. But, the immorality that put them there, that led them to be powerful, it's still gonna be, ever so present in society. Not that you shouldn't kill him, but it's not gonna be. That's not how the problem is solved.
Do you have extra quartz or glowstone?
I have extra glowstone. Yeah. Should I ship it to you, or do you wanna come over and get it?
That's really funny. Most people don't care about morality. The only way to realistically make the world better is via good government.
Yeah, because the government will reliably enforce morals all the time. It will never fail at that. And there's never been any examples of the moral failures of government. It always comes through. Always comes through. I love my homeboy, the government.
Most people don't care about morality, therefore join them. Good argument, Fascist Bob. You've already lost that, by the way, because nobody agrees with you. Society fucking hates you right now. Did it work out? Yeah, who cares about morals? Nobody cares. Nobody cares about morals, so therefore join them. Good one.
Retard.
Yes, I will take advice from a public teacher. That's what I will do today.
I hate teachers so much. If I did a school shooting, I would only kill the teachers.
I'm not sure why.
Has anybody done that
here.
Yet? Fuck,
you should do
that. In Minecraft. Stage in Minecraft.
I will do it if I lose it all. I'll go to school and shoot up the teacher's room.
Somebody must have.
Isn't there like a teacher's lounge, you know?
Yeah, the teacher's room.
Ah, yeah, someone should make a Minecraft roleplay server for that. I'd like to.
You close the
teacher's
door.
Lounge map in Minecraft?
Just lock the door up. In Minecraft, of course.
Fucking can't beat him, join him logic.
Very shallow.
I will be an innovator.
An innovator?
Oh, I mean,
yes.
I despise teachers. They're immoral creatures.
I will be a female shitter who shits up the teacher's room in Minecraft.
Who's checking out my shit? Oh, it's you.
Me.
Glowstone over here.
Where?
Over here, you nigger.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Can I take the dust also?
Yeah. Should give you enough for one more block. Alright, I have a lot of sheep. I'm gonna kill some.
I'm gonna go back by rail. I don't wanna walk. Oh no, I should walk so I can get more dirt.
Oh my god, this is the last one I'm gonna read. Conservatives have been mostly locked out of academia, the media, and the corporate world. Politics is the only place we have a foothold. That's the funniest thing I've read. It's so funny, I can't even laugh.
That made me fart.
Conservatives have a foothold in politics?
Right.
Man.
The Soviet Union fucking won.
I can't believe it. How could you say that? No.
The president is like... president is like red. The president is red, Victor. That means we won.
Politics is the only place...
Well, get back in here, you
dude,
small little...
I would wager that there's probably... the academia is probably more conservative than politics, and I'm probably right about that. I wouldn't be surprised. Look at the state of your society right now.
Fucking retard.
You are the stupidest. I don't know why you're here. You're so fucking... You're nasty, man.
You belong on Reddit.
Jump, you little
My
shit.
God, that's abominable. Alright, man. Cool. If you think that we should just give up on morality because it's too hard, go do it. Go be a fucking government official.
Go do whatever, but don't try to
fucking push that shit on here. We don't give a fuck.
And we will continue disrespecting our teachers and pooping on their heads.
You can take your...
Your part of the deal is to become a government official. Our part of the deal is to continue disrespecting teachers, which is the government officials that we interact with on a daily basis. Capiche?
Well, not me, but they are still shitheads. They may not be government officials,
Get
but they're still shitheads.
Why are you still here?
I am a bit disappointed.
Despicable.
To go to a private school because it's not as interesting.
Oh, man. Nothing more despicable than teachers. Absolutely despicable. Freak me, boy.
Yeah, that's a really good XP farmer. Just need a break. Okay, there we go. Time to do some enchanting. This freak is also sad to me.
Immoral, despicable. There's no shortage of negative words to describe teachers with.
And they also have like that thing in their head that they're doing something good for anybody.
Foolish.
Oh yeah, I'm a teacher. I teach kids and like, oh, I'm
fucking... Where would the world be without me? That's the Rito.
And they Where also go the all the time, me? Like, you can be a doctor or an artist or anything you want, but there's always a teacher behind any great professional. My school had that for Teacher's Day on the fucking entrance of the school. It had like a list of professions. And then it said, it doesn't matter what you are, there's always a great teacher behind the great professional.
That's what they tell themselves.
That's what they tell themselves to get through the fucking... their
teacher
bullshit.
Said that
kid
shit.
Raping.
Kid raping. Soothes their nerves after a long day of kid raping, you know. I'm doing something good here. That's okay. Alright, I think... I do have to go... because I am... very... bourgeois and oppressive and rich. I'm rich from all this non-YouTube money, Fascist Bob. I have to go watch a Shakespeare play. So I think I'm gonna poom poom right now.
Damn, this show is going so good.
Yeah, it is.
Your mother sucks. I'm gonna rape her.
It's fucking 860 people. I'm dyslexic. My house is so cool,
I
man.
I hope your dad isn't listening into this one.
Yeah.
This shit is awesome. I don't know what to put in like the open grass space. I need like flowers or something.
It flabbergasted me so badly that the idea that politics is the only place for conservatives. It's the place where they have the least foothold. Conservatives probably have more foothold in Hollywood.
Man, that's so insane. Your society has been captured and cucked politically so bad. Your money is going to Israel, and you're telling me that politics is where you'll win? My eyes should have popped out of my head. Leave me alone. Me get in the boom boom in Jamaica. Me in Jamaica right now, man. Me new style is island vibes, man. The shirt unbuttoned, nice.
Never mind.
The sunglasses, nice.
Nobody was mean.
Nice. Me want the children to grow up to be big warriors, man. To be strong like their father. You don't believe me? Fuck you.
I enjoy the clothes of Sophia. That's very nice. The
shirt unbuttoned, nice. The sunglasses, nice. Island vibes. Me listening. Me listening good, Anthony. Me brother. Me brother. You don't tell a Jamaican what to do with it, red man. Blood. Yeah. Blood. Me get in the boom boom in Jamaica. Me get in the boom boom in Jamaica. Me get in the boom boom in Jamaica. See? Me get in the boom boom in Jamaica. Right now, man. For Third World Radio, God bless, signing off. And remember, me get in the boom boom in Jamaica.